Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their butt.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Did it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
in
Wall Street
fun,
Kid.
In a accessible way.
Hate to break it
finally,
to you, Will.
A way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job. Well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the allowance? I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You had to mow the lawn.
I had a big lawn. Suburbs.
Big
dishwasher.
I just had a lot of chores. It wasn't like one chore. It was like I just had
to
do chores.
Yeah, I just had
week.
To like clean. And
my
stuff,
parents
yeah.
had kind of Skinner box thing going on where like I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way
That's
to keep your kid doing those
you
chores.
You had company script
the,
that they made
the
you
The intermittent
in.
Reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Sign you up. Tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible
kids.
Financially responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. The best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
You got
today.
Some jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Well, Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but it's
sticks?
Like the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's there what it is. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery gift.
Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast? Do I have to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box
of
Awesome.
I never want to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
the trumpet.
A little bit of
trumpet
in my life. A little bit of
trumpet
by my side. A little bit of
trumpet.
Here I am. A little bit of
trumpet
makes me your man.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, a podcast instead about four teens in a world forever changed by the metaverse,
meta,
crypto, and an elder god that their grandparents unleashed accidentally.
Might be.
Oh, might be.
Oh.
Oh, shit, that's some real teen talk.
Man, the chemistry today is on
off
fire.
The charts. My name is Freddie Wong.
On fire today.
I play Taylor Swift, the rad ranger, anime-loving cool teen who's just scored.
Like the Red Ranger, but you're the Rad Ranger?
The Rad Ranger, yeah. Who's like just scored that. A date to the upcoming dance?
Which makes you the Green Ranger.
That's true. The Green Ranger was so fucking dope.
It's so fucking rad.
Do you think the Green Ranger smoked weed? Anyway, Taylor's rad fact for this week. Taylor, as a survivalist, as a practitioner of the various weapon arts, has a thing out for throwing stars. You might think like, oh, he likes anime, he's a survivalist. Certainly he's got some throwing stars. No throwing stars.
We canonically established that you had throwing stars in like the first episode of the podcast.
Like any good anime, he can change his mind a few episodes later. Don't matter, Will.
No, if he has throwing stars, he doesn't use them, Will, because he believes that throwing stars are actually impractical in actual usage. They're limited. There's so many better weapons you can use, but secretly it's because one time Taylor set up a cardboard box in his backyard to practice throwing stars and he threw it wrong and he cut his hand. And then ever since then, he's been scared to throw the throwing stars. So then as a result, to compensate, he's like, throwing stars are actually not.
No true warrior uses throwing stars. They're a fabrication. Does he have the kukiri? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the little knife that Naruto throws?
He could never figure out how to throw that well. So instead, he just refuses to throw throwing stars.
He's
Anthony, go ahead. Put that. I see that you're typing that into the notes. Great. Just establishing some more canonical.
No, I'm tweeting at Jason David Frank, the actor who played the Green Ranger, and asking if he smoked weed.
Very good.
He hasn't posted since February 25th, so I'm not.
He's been smoking a lot of weed.
My hopes are not high.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled-at-home soccer kid who's the petrified paladin. Yeah, does that, right?
That's wow. Your name? Wow. Okay,
your anxiety over it is very in character.
Yeah, okay, so there we go. Little rad fact about Lincoln. I know it's not Halloween, but this fact's about Halloween. Lincoln always has the same costume, which is his future self as a great soccer player on a team. And then he always gets insecure about it. Like, he always gets it because his dad's like, yeah, you should really envision your future. And he's like, well, I'm going to be a great soccer player. So it's with his jersey. It's on Chelsea. It's, you know, the year 2050 or whatever it is. But then he's always like, I'm not good enough to be a great soccer player. So then his dad's costumes every year are his two biggest fans.
Oh my god.
So it's a group costume. And they
like
go around and just
hyping painted?
Him. And they just hype him as he walks around as his future soccer player.
I can't top this dad fact. This is the most wholesome thing I've ever heard in my life.
Can I ask, what's the candy rules for Lincoln around Halloween?
He gets one candy a night until next Halloween.
So he gets his year supply.
He's trying to get that 356. That's the secret number. He's got to get 356 candies.
Yeah, canonically, right, there's only 356 days because the Earth has changed its orbit a little bit. What are you talking about? 365 days 365, a year, Matt. How old are you?
Hey,
no,
this is the future.
All the days he doesn't have candy for Lent.
Nope. The weight and the gravitational shift from the doodler has given every month one extra day, so now it's 300.
Less days.
Whatever I say is
whatever
right.
Whatever the thing is to make my thing make sense. Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Normal Oak, perky, chirpy, perky, peppy, chipper, cheery school spirit mascot kid, and the Claritin cleric, because he has allergies.
Love it.
My dad fact about Normal today is that Normal has a big sister named Hero Oak. And
what?
Hero is a senior.
What?
At Video Game High School.
What?
Don't you dare.
How dare you? You can't do that.
The first thing Anthony's going to do is that Video Game High School blows up. He's going to be like, hey, on the news today, you find out.
All right, well, he does have a big sister named Hero. H-E-R-O, like the character from Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's like Video Game High School. You could do that.
Okay.
No, I was expecting.
We have two of the three other stakeholders in here right now. And
yeah, but I'm the one in charge of this universe.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, Anthony.
Captain America showed up
Fuck
in Free Guy.
Baby, there's Hulk. We got Hulk in this one, everyone.
Yeah. I was really hoping you were all going to get really upset and yell at me over it, and then it would be fun that I trolled you into putting Video Game High School in, but now that it's like I've gotten permission, it's kind of taken the joy out of it.
That's true. And, so, and that's how you parent.
It was great, too. It's like, it's all the other universes that are canonically in our universe, like the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo universe is so current.
No, that's the only other fictional universe that shares its canon with Dungeons & Dragons.
I have to read those books.
Technically, our show takes place in the real world, so any movie that took place in the real world is part of what happened in
our world. No, it's just the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series.
Hi, my name is Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness who is not like the other warlocks. I guess a better way, because you guys all changed.
Your thing's better than our alliteration.
She's
a wacky warlock.
She's a wacky werewolf warlock.
She's a woman warlock.
She's a warlock of divorce.
Warlock. All of those things. Here's a deep cut. Rad facts. First crush that Scary had was on the evil penguin in The Pebble and the Penguin. Oh. I think his name was Drake or something.
Oh my God.
The sound of this movie's Google search results reaching above 2 over the last year for the first time in a decade.
Don Bluth sat up from his nap in a cold sweat.
Oh, guess who plays the evil penguin?
It's Tim Curry.
Tim Curry?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then.
He's just Gaston.
But he's hot.
Oh, this is a zaddy penguin for sure.
Yeah.
I see that for Scary.
Yeah.
It's weird to see a penguin that has teeth. I'll put that on. Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
That's true. They have
wears a cape. And Sim's leg day and his all muscle on top.
Oh, man. There's some. This is a disgusting
film. I feel like
film.
I get Scary better now, though, honestly.
I feel like I do, too. I feel like I just understood her better.
I'm Anthony. I'm your dad. So the bad news is today I was late, but the good news is that I got to meet Beth's mom before we started. And I know what you're thinking. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to make jokes about how I'm going to get to third base with Beth's mom or anything like that. I'm not going to make jokes about that.
It's not a joke.
I am going to talk about how I'm going to get to second base with Beth's mom. We are going to do so much over the clothing petting, so much PG-13 groping and caressing. Last episode, you tracked down a kid named Abe Ghoul, Lou Bega.
Wait, so was he actually Lou Bega?
He wasn't actually Lou Bega.
If your name anagrams to someone else, you just channel that person's energy? Is that what
it is? Yeah, I have my own headcanon for it, but maybe it will be relevant later on. Yeah, he bonded with an acolyte of the Doodler and tried to take parts of a bunch of different ladies to make a weird science kind of homunculus, like, ultra woman for himself to date. You stopped him. You got Erica Drippin's teeth back. She's absent for this episode because she's currently getting them all put back in.
She's too popular for
us. She's too popular for you, frankly.
Not for Taylor.
Not for Taylor. And then, that night, a couple of FBI guys came to Link's house.
That's right.
Yeah, they wanted to know why he went to the police.
The nonlinear storytelling of this season is a lot like Pulp Fiction. It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
We pick up at school. It's Friday. The dance is tonight.
And while all of you are in your separate classes, your badges vibrate and you get a message saying that you need to meet in the gross bathroom. And you immediately know what that is because there's one bathroom on campus that has never worked. All the stalls are clogged and horrible and it's stinky and nobody ever goes in there. And Pepperoni Tony keeps saying he's going to fix it and he never does.
Lincoln has not been into any of the bathrooms. He thinks they're all...
Is Lincoln still pissing outside?
No, he holds it. He thinks all the public bathrooms are gross.
Oh.
So he's like, the gross bathroom. So Lincoln is going to enter and look around in every bathroom.
Oh.
Normal on his way from wood shop covered in splinters sees Link walking around, says, Link, no, the gross one's over here. That's not the gross one.
Is the girls' bathroom?
Don't go in the girls' bathroom.
That's illegal.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi, Taylor.
Wait, what? You need me to go in the girls' bathroom?
Is that the gross one?
Yeah.
Well, I just assumed the girls' one was really nice. What do you get up to in there?
Oh,
could you talk
man.
a little bit about
put tampons everywhere.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, girls' bathrooms are completely disgusting.
All right, so
well, now you got
right
me
one.
Wondering which bathroom is the gross bathroom. I text back my badge and I ask, what bathroom do you mean?
So she says, girls' bathroom near the field.
Wait, but we can't go in that one.
I think if Scary writes us all a note and we all go in with Scary, we can go into the girls' bathroom.
Okay.
That's what an ally looks like.
Please, please forgive these freaks as they come into the girls' bathroom. All it's right. super necessary.
I tape it on my shirt. Okay, let's go.
So inside this.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
I mean, it's not that dirty. It's like nobody's used it in a really long time. It doesn't smell great. Like, it feels like the toilet's probably clogged a long time ago, but it's not like the shit's still in them or anything like that. All the stall doors are open, and May Hales steps out from one of them and goes, hey, come here.
What?
We gotta talk. Agent Heels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi.
She's also covered in blood.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So this is what happens in the girls' bathroom.
Yeah.
Look. Okay. So I found out a bunch of stuff.
Okay. Lay it on us.
Long and short of it is that you need to get to the dance tonight. You need to be there tonight when it happens.
Oh, I don't think that'll be much of a problem at all.
Okay. As you say that, the announcement's starting. You hear Vice Principal Pepperoni Tony saying,
VPPT.
As a reminder, there's no going stag to the dance. You have to have a date. We're not allowing no losers at the dance. You have to have a date. And you gotta kiss them. That's the rules. No losers. Pepperoni Tony out.
And Mayhale goes, oh, yikes. Well, that's a you problem. I tortured that weird monster you brought in.
You what?
I got some information from him. I tortured him.
Okay.
What, is that not?
I mean,
you can't do that.
It's too late now. You can't untorture a goblin, but...
Well, I mean, you're my boss, so do you want me to, like, not do that in the future?
In the future...
Run it up. Past us, I think.
You were situationally okay with torturing people.
I can't. I look, lady, I'm 14. What do you want from me?
You're my boss. I mean, it's fair. Okay, it's fair. I didn't even get any information from the torture.
Good. Yeah. Oh, what a relief.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I just asked him, and then he didn't give me anything useful after I tortured him. It was
just
waste time.
Don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Or if you are going to do it, don't tell us about it.
That feels worse.
I'm not saying
that. Morally worse.
No, I'm saying don't do it. But if you do... We're kids. We can't hear these things. There's lots of things adults do that they don't tell us about. So let's keep that relationship between the adults and us teens, okay?
Okay.
But don't do it.
I won't, she says, winking at you.
That sounds like you're going to do it, though.
But you said that I could, and just not to tell you, and I'm not winking.
You could.
Not going to torture somebody.
Look, don't. But if you do.
If I did.
If you do.
But I wouldn't.
But you won't. Leave a note in this bathroom, and then if we want to know, we'll check the bathroom. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Okay, that makes sense. But yeah.
But don't.
I won't, she says, taking out a notepad, writing, I tortured that thing you found, and then putting the stick-it note on the door.
That one doesn't count, because you already told us about that when I flush it down the toilet.
All right, well, it doesn't work at all. It just stays red. Now I tortured that guy just sitting in the toilet. The important thing is the place that he came out in was a school, which like was obvious because that's where you found him, in that kindergarten. And he said that the creature that he was with said that it, quote, didn't want to start a run mid-session. So then they went to the kindergarten. So I used that info and I narrowed the search to high schools. And I found a big energy reading under yours that's been building up over time to an incursion tonight. These incursion holes, they match up with a different name I saw repeated in your dad's files.
What was that?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to. But like somebody named Nicholas... He said that if you go and close a hole, you would get a lot of, it would be a glorious thing. You would get a lot of glory.
I don't get it.
Oh, thank God. It doesn't matter. Great. I was thought you were going to connect on that. We're going to have to keep saying glory hole, but no. Incursion
holes. That's a cool name.
No. That where they're incursion holes. That's way cooler.
Glory holes has more of a ring to it.
Pretty cool to me.
I feel like soccer would be cooler rather than like kicking into the net. You kick it in the glory hole.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Hey, Scary, what do you think about glory hole as the name of a band?
Hold on, Taylor, that's... the coolest name I've ever heard.
Oh, God.
Print up some merch and distribute that thing. Everything's going to be a real so hit.
Oh, glory this is why I didn't have kids. Oh, fuck. Oh, this
oh,
sucks.
Oh, man.
Well, that's great. We'll just cancel the dance. That's great. Nobody has to stress out about going.
Or
just kissing anybody.
We can't
asking anybody
cancel
out.
The dance.
Cancel
we
the
cannot
dance.
Do anything
oh, you can
to
just...
cancel the dance. I need to be clear that this dance is happening, motherfuckers.
Why, Taylor? What's
Taylor,
up?
Taylor, let me break it down for you. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to go... You think you're going out with Erica Drippins.
I am.
You're going to say, hey, Erica, do you want a slow dance? And she's going to say maybe later. And then that's going to have a couple times. And then the dance is going to be over.
I clearly remember her saying no.
She did not.
I mean, she didn't say the words no, but all the words she said put together
she
sounded a lot.
She furrowed her brow and nodded. That's a yes.
Be that as it may.
Scary, did she say yes or no?
Recording D and Dad's right now. Would you go out?
Are you texting at least?
Wants to ask out your friend?
Whoa. Wait, Scary. Scary, you got Erica's
Holy
number?
Shit.
Scary, you got Erica's number?
I don't know why you have to worry about this. Beads of sweat gathering on Taylor's forehead.
I texted Elise.
Risky text sent.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What'd she say, Scary?
Oh, that was to a different text. I'm sorry.
All right, we'll figure it out later.
Oh, it says my postmates is on the way.
Also, that and, like, weirdly, there are sort of tunnels, and she points into the stall, and instead of a toilet there, there's just this big kind of platform. Not to freak you out, but this is another form of uppy-downy machine. And she presses the button, and it whoom, shoots downward. And she goes, yeah, I went around looking after I finished killing the little thing that you brought me. That
you killed it, too?
So you're upset that I killed it after torturing it?
Yes.
Would it be better if I didn't kill it after torturing it?
If we didn't want you to tell us about torturing, why would you think you'd want us?
You know what? I'll take that in. I won't kill anyone after I don't torture them.
Miss Hales, this is going to come up on your performance review. And then as you look up at Taylor, he's got his thumbs up.
So anyway, if you ever want to get to Daddy's HQ or any of your homes or the school really quickly, there are these tunnels that connect to all of them.
Wait, there's fast travel tunnels.
Fast travel tunnels.
Hey, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, I guess there's fast travel.
Okay, how do we close these holes?
Okay, so yeah, that... I don't
know.
You gotta
find something to plug the glory hole, right?
But basically, like, the glory...
The glory hole,
no,
Link.
That's not good. The thing I didn't kill told me that it only actually appears in space when it's spitting something out into our world, the incursion point. So I guess you just gonna have to sit around, wait around for that thing to sort of open, and then maybe you can close
any,
it.
Did you get any idea as to where in our school such a thing, a portal, might open up?
It's going to be in the cafeteria, which you're using for the dance. And also, you managed to stop the on-the-sauce person from killing anybody, and you did it without, this time, killing anybody else. So you get...
A horse was injured.
No horse can really be injured as long as they live in your heart.
Okay.
So yeah, you get 10 Daddy Warbucks for that.
Wow.
And she hands them to you. For some reason, these are like almost all Will.
Yeah, makes sense.
Daddy Willbucks.
Daddy Willbucks.
Willbucks.
I wanted to give you these. And she upgrades your badges. She taps them with a little digital stick. And it says, Daddy's, you know, and then your name. And it says level 2, because you all leveled up.
Yes! Is this like growing up? We got stronger?
God. Not really. Like growing up, like you think you're stronger and then you get a little bit stronger than that and you realize like, oh, I was actually weak. Like it's not a straight line. It's not, okay. I have a lot of stuff going on.
Speak with animal without expending a spell slot now.
That's going to be so fun for anybody who might have to voice those animals.
Yeah.
And like we wouldn't have the FBI help us or anything, right? Because yeah, none of you guys had the FBI. Like you, right?
No, wait, what do you mean? What about the FBI?
No, you had the FBI show up last night. Me neither.
I mean,
so.
No. Well,
roll deception with disadvantage, Link.
I got a natural 20.
With disadvantage, so that's a shame that that doesn't kind of mean anything unless you roll another natural 20.
I stopped listening once you... 15.
15. Okay, so everybody roll perception, or insight, rather.
I know that he's lying to me. I got an 18.
I believe him. Got a natural 1.
Taylor is clueless. The FBI stopped my torrent network of fine animes, but little did they know that
it's just good that we haven't gotten in trouble yet, so that's great.
Normal texts Link a question mark.
Oh.
Okay.
That Bezos energy.
But I leave it at that for now.
I text him back. I say, I'm right here. And I look at him.
I just text back, ... ...
Does normal text you guys while he's with you? Normal, what's up?
What happened with the FBI, man?
I just said nothing happened with the FBI. Look, that's why I brought it up.
You know,
Normal, lay off him, all right?
Yeah, Norm, like, why are you so suspicious, man?
I just get a vibe that Link isn't being
you're
entirely
being hella,
honest with
you're
us.
Being hella among us right now.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be among us. I'm not saying anyone is suspicious.
I'm not sus.
If something happened with the FBI, I'd tell you. I did tell you when the FBI came over to my house.
Remember?
Remember a couple years ago when we prank called the president?
The president?
Well, the FBI showed up.
Those were good times.
Yeah, man, I missed that. Yeah.
I was sharing a lot of Disney animes and, the local newspaper tells the sordid tale of that one. Cut to Family Guy style, a front page of a newspaper. Local teen raided by FBI. And you see a younger Taylor in the doorway, like screaming and being held back by his mom as like the FBI just is like smashing his computers.
It is so deeply emotionally crushing to me that you refer to a jump cut to a flashback as, you know, like in Family Guy.
You know, like a Family Guy.
So Mayhale says like, okay, well, if the FBI did, like, we don't fuck with the FBI. Like, they're bad. They're bad.
What?
We're not big fans of the FBI here at Daddy's, so...
How about the police?
No, I mean, the police just don't listen.
Firefighters?
But, like, the FBI... firefighters are fine.
Okay. Ambulance drivers?
So I'm gonna head back to HQ and...
Okay, bye.
...not clean up
a
lot of not blood.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy. Let's see what's in store today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I've always in gift
stress
mode.
Out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page.
Okay, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah,
what does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
My dad.
Beth.
The one thing Beth, Etsy
you sound
can't
like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yep, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors
hard.
Are like that all the time.
Yeah, no, they just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Aww.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So we have to find a way to shut down this hole.
More than that, you need dates.
I mean, there's four of us, so we just pair up.
Why don't we just go out with each other?
Yeah, just pair up.
I'm taken.
Well, we haven't figured that out
taken.
Yet. Has she responded?
No.
I'm just saying, like, if I was going...
Either I'm going out with Erica, or I need to make sure that I'm available in case she says yes to that text message.
Taylor,
I am reserved.
Taylor, for our dads, we got to stop this thing, which means we need dates, otherwise we're losers.
I will not besmirch the good name of my date by committing to another date without... confirmation.
There's a knock on the bathroom door, the outside of the
We're busy! Hey, we're busy! We're all,
yeah, this
Wait,
is our clubhouse.
It could be somebody we could date.
Oh. Hey!
Hello?
So you open the door and it's Hermy the Unworthy and he goes, hello.
Oh.
Hello, scary. It might well be perhaps someone perhaps that you could perhaps date maybe. I just noticed you were in the scary bathroom, the gross bathroom for a while. I thought something may have happened. I just wanted to check to make sure you were safe. I am a very... considerate man, as you can see by my checking on you. I just know that you're doing fine, so I'm going to I guess, unless you had something you want to ask me, I guess I could just give you the space that you require, because I respect
Hermy.
The agency of a woman.
I think I need some...
I'd love to give
anyways,
you what you need, whatever
I'm
it is
dealing
you need,
with a
to...
lot right now, and
oh,
I think
yes,
I just need some space.
Some space, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy to give you some space. I can wait outside for, and we can talk
yeah,
more.
Yeah, we're all really, we got a lot of stuff. We're taking a long time in here, man. If you could just give us...
Oh, there's many people in there.
With you.
All friends, right? Just friends. Just,
yeah, all friends.
Perfect.
Hermie, go away.
Okay. That kitten's got claws. And Hermie steps away by walking backwards, but still maintaining eye contact.
Oh my god!
No.
All right, so no one's going out with Hermie. That's for sure.
Look, okay, fine. Taylor, we'll figure you out in a second. But like, right?
Like, Taylor, do you want?
It's not a real date, so like, can you just go with normal or whatever, or like, go with me, and then the other one will find one.
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay. Well.
Everybody knows that going with your friend is like more embarrassing than
even your friend.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Dude.
You better watch it though.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
Here's what I propose. As you can see, while you were talking,
I lied about the FBI. I can't lie to my friends, but I can't say anything more about it. Okay, just trust me. Okay, they came to my house. That's all. Let's talk about game dates.
I want to give you a high five right now, spirit high five for opening up and trusting us.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do that. They said a lot of confusing stuff to me, so I'm just going to stay low, and I'll talk to you guys more when I can. Let's just get these dates, okay?
All right. Well, okay. As you can see, I've constructed construction paper flyers advertising each one of us and our various qualities, and there's these little tabs here, so I figured we could put these on the community announcement bulletin board, and then anyone that wants to date us can just grab one, and then we'll pick one.
My first step was I was just going to go through, we have the list, so I was going to go see everybody who said no to me being a pervert. I was going to hit them up first.
That's a great
way to narrow it down.
Unfortunately, it does look like everybody actually said I was a pervert except for Erica, and I don't want to get on Taylor's thing, but I was like, maybe I'll just ask her.
What if she winds up going with someone else, then you and Taylor can go together?
I said let's pair off. That's fine.
I think that it's fair. I mean, listen, that won't happen. You should have another backup because I'm going with Erica.
Okay, but you will go with me.
If Erica, for some reason, gets sick or is unavailable on the record day.
Come on, can you just go with normal? Then we all got dates.
Yeah, I guess.
And you can just pretend to kiss or kiss. It doesn't matter.
I don't go with anybody else, whatever.
Norm.
Yeah?
If we go to this dance together, you can't wear the mascot outfit.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Norm, you need to find the woman who loves you for who you are.
All right, let me go look. And if I can't find anybody, then we can talk about it.
Okay.
I go and I put a construction paper bulletin on the community announcements that says, like, it's me, Normal. You know, the guy in the mascot costume. Would you like to go on a date with Teeny the Teen and talk about school spirit and have a fun time? If so, rip one of these things off and put it in my locker and with your name on it.
Really quick, Beth, can you send me Elisa's number?
Are you going to? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you going to text Elisa?
That's really good.
Oh, fuck.
That's really good.
Beth, wait, I got to.
No, no, you fuck. You don't have her
I'm going to text. Yeah, you goddamn right.
I did this first.
I am texting first.
No,
sure. Texting
no,
first.
I had to text her. I need to know if my date's going with another person.
You should both text her.
We're good. Okay, here's what we'll do. We don't get to see what each other say, but we both write our messages, and then we hit send at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was going to send in character.
But we don't hit, you have to hit send at the same time. Wait, ready? Okay, so I have my text message done. Do you have yours ready?
Yeah, I've already sent it, dude.
What? No, oh, okay, on three. One, two, three.
No, yeah, I already
son
sent
of
it.
A bitch, you can't, you what, fucking.
What are you doing, Taylor? I'm just asking. It's not a big deal. Do you want to read our text?
Okay, yeah, I'll go first.
Yeah, read your text aloud.
What do you say? What do you say, Taylor?
I said, hey, Erica, this is your boy, T Swift. Just checking in on what time to pick you up for the dance. Smiley face emoji, lady dancing emoji, thumbs up emoji, three sunglasses emojis, and the avocado.
I just wrote, hey, Erica, it's Link. Hope your teeth are better. Sorry about my hand in your mouth. But glad it all worked out. Anyways, I just need to know if you're going to the dance with Taylor. Not a big deal. Just your answer. We'll decide if I need to find another date. Have a great day.
Oh, my God.
Have a great day. And keeping.
Oh, my God.
I literally just texted Elise, like, recording Dean Dads right now. Would you go out with Freddy's character?
have a great day and keeping your best self, best Link.
It's a real Wolverine Cyclops situation.
Oh, my God, it is.
We're both fighting for Taylor.
No, I mean, for her, that's her choice.
No, her choice is Taylor or not. I'm not asking to go with her. I'm asking if she's going with Taylor or not.
Well, you did.
You implied.
It definitely sounds like.
I need to find another date if you're going.
Wait, is Red like I was asking her out? I was trying to say that if Taylor.
Well, no, because you said like that she needs
God.
To.
Yeah,
I was
not
just
cool,
saying,
dude.
Oh, okay.
Not cool.
I was trying to do you a solid. solid, like, I didn't want to tell her that you also promised me to go on the date. I was just like, hey, just to be clear,
roll a d20 to see if your phone dies.
I got 19.
Oh, I need to roll to see if I die.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Roll your d100.
Hey, just to be clear.
And roll your wisdom savings throw to not
you
jerk
out.
Off.
It's that if you don't go with Taylor, I'm going with him.
I got a 59. I'm still alive.
Still alive.
What am I rolling? The masturbation?
Wisdom saving throw.
A 10.
So I think you say it's
3d4 nice. Okay. Right now at this point?
I think so, yeah.
Holy shit.
It pays to not masturbate, kids. I don't know what to tell you. You did put up an advertisement.
I put up a construction paper advertisement.
Okay. So I feel like that's a persuasion roll with disadvantage.
Because a piece of paper is doing the persuading for you.
And your reputation is probably not amazing.
My reputation has preceded me. Well, I got a 10, so.
I guess one person should answer then. So Hermie the Unworthy shows up and he goes, hello, Normal. I see you require companionship to the dance.
Is it like meet under the tree outside? Like, where are we to do these like interviews and auditions?
In the note, I said, like, take the green tab and slip it into my locker. So I feel like what happens is I open the locker, I see the green tab, I close it, and Hermie the Unworthy is on the inside. hey, Hermie, what's up, dude?
Don't visit your locker very much, I see.
I mean, I've just kind of been waiting. I've been a little nervous that no one was going to answer, but someone did. Isn't this crazy?
Yes. Isn't it?
You answered, didn't you?
A gentleman never tells.
But that's specifically the point was to...
Yes, it was me. Yes. So hello.
Do you want to go to the dance with me, Hermie?
The question is, do you want to go to the dance with me?
It would have been kind of mean for me to put this out there and then not say yes to the one answer. So if you want to go, if this is like some weird thing about Scary, though, because like we're probably going to go together. So if this is just an excuse to hang out with Scary, I'm kind of not into that.
If you're suggesting that I would want to... hang out with a man who refuses to take off a mascot costume just solely to increase my own cachet by seeming so much more attractive by comparison in a formal situation. If you're implying that I have some sort of machinations that you are merely a gear in the larger cog and machinery of.
That is what I'm implying. I guess that's what I'm not. I'm asking you. Is
frankly,
that
that's offensive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To think that I could be so... devious.
These pauses, dude.
All right, does he make a persuasion check? Is he trying to deceive me?
Why don't you roll insight?
Okay. Oh, no. I got a 7.
He could be telling the truth. He could be lying. Who knows?
Well, you know, Hermie, maybe I misjudged you.
Perhaps you did.
It's, you know,
maybe you can make it up to me at the dance.
Okay.
Or maybe you can convince Scary to make up for me at the dance. Or maybe it's just you. Maybe I'd be happy either way.
I don't.
Or maybe there's only one way I'd be happy.
I feel like you should have to make another persuasion check.
You have to make another insight check.
All right, I got the 19 now. All right, come on now. You got greedy, man. You got greedy. I can't. I'm sorry. You know, but I'm sure you're a nice guy. If you know,
of course I'm a nice guy.
I mean, you're not. But if you learn to be a nice guy, I bet you could some nice girl or guy or fella or lady or whoever would like you. So just. Maybe try to not be so much of a creep in the future.
So make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. I got a 19.
Okay, so he tries to shove you into your locker. You see it coming a mile away.
I step out of the way.
Okay, so he just puts his hand forward and then steps forward trying to shove you in the locker. You step out of the way. His hand hits the locker. And then he like very swiftly like turns as if he's just leaning against the locker. And he goes, look, goddamn, he's smooth. Let me be real with you.
Mm-hmm.
In the words of Jane Austen, you have no prospects. Nor do I. The only chance we have of getting the people that we want is to be at that dance, wait for their inevitable heartbreak at the end of whichever knuckle-dragging buffoon they had decided to go with, because you know as well as I that girls love to go with assholes. Mm-hmm. So I just wait for that asshole to break her heart. And you can wait for some asshole to break somebody, I don't know, whatever you're interested in. And then, who's there to pick up those pieces? Who's there to reassemble that broken, broken woman into something that will make out with me? That's
oh my
me.
God.
And that's going to be you.
You know what? I'm going to reassemble your broken pieces, Hermie Unworthy. And I'm going to show you that maybe it's time to just have a good time with someone and not have to worry about all that stuff. So you know what? I will go out with you because, frankly, I think someone needs to keep an eye on you.
Perfect.
So, that sounds good. You got a date.
Perfect. All according to plan.
At least texted me back. So Taylor takes one look at his phone and goes, and puts it away and says, I'm all spoken for. I'm sorry, Link.
Oh, that's okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah,
you're going to need to find someone, but I'm more than happy to help you out.
Yeah. Link would not give this away to the rest of the crew because he respects Taylor, but I do want to just shout out Elise's role-playing via text, which is Elise sent back, Link, how did you get this number? Yes. Yes, I'm going with Taylor. Their mom is rich.
Let me read you.
But
Lisa's...
I would not say that to you because I'm like, oh, I look at you, I kind of give you a sad look, like, oh.
I'll read Lisa's text back to me. Her response was, do you have money, a car? And then I responded, yes, my mom is rich and I have a self-driving car. She will loan me, guaranteed. And then her response was, okay, fine, but don't tell anyone. I reserve the right to change my mind. And we enter separately. And then my response back, which I haven't heard back from, is, so like, do you need a ride, though?
Great.
Okay. She never texted me back.
True role-playing genius. Yeah. All right.
Guys, I got a date with Hermie the Unworthy. I think I can fix him. He just needs some school spirit. He just needs to realize that because he goes to this school, he's a number one teen who can believe in himself.
Link, okay, if I go on like one speed date and then I don't like him, maybe we should go out. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. That's fine with me. Guys, I gotta admit, I've been homeschooled and like, this is really confused because like, I've never been on a dance before. And I was like, are we trying to do it to like, get to the dance? Or are we trying to do it to find love? And both of them are scary to me.
You're not helping your case.
So like,
here,
I just wanted to get there. So I was going to go out and be a chaperone or something, but I'm cool with going with you, Scary. If you don't like the boy or whoever you're going to go talk, go on your date. You're on a date now. That's cool. I don't care.
Oh, this is great. Cause I actually went ahead. I got carried up in the moment and I did put up a construction paper flyer for you, Scary.
Oh my God.
So there should be some options waiting for you in your locker.
She opens her locker.
So I rolled a D20 to see how many responses you got, and I rolled a 19.
Wow.
So Kellogg's Pop-Tart locker situation.
Yeah, you have your pick of the litter of all the school's most eligible bachelors
and bachelorettes.
Make sure
to see all 19 so that Anthony has to roleplay all 19 tweets.
I was actually thinking about doing literally exactly that. If we wanted to do speed dating where I do 19 different personalities and voices.
Or we could round robin. No.
Oh, that's true. We could round robin.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
So Anthony, here's what I want. I want you to Discord Matt, Will, myself.
Like, no, just we'll all come in with different personalities.
Names, though. I want names.
Okay. Throw me your names.
So I just grabbed 19 names from our Patreon form where people can submit names, and I just plug them into our Discord so we can do a round robin of speed dating. You go first, Will, and then it'll go to me.
All right, so Becca Cornstarch walks up to Terry in her marching band uniform and says, hi, Scary, I saw your note and I thought it was so nice.
Next.
Dick Spencer, Australian. Dick Spencer's the name. Dick Pleasure is the game.
Well, I don't have a dick.
Well, fuck you then.
Next.
That's me, Billy Steezcack. We were coming back from the weight room, and I just saw, I was just working out my quads. It's a leg day. You'd never skip it. You know what I mean? I saw you have a thing up, and you're looking for a date. So I was thinking, you and me. What do you say?
Tell me about your favorite music.
Oh, it's just a lot of, like, classic rock, like 30 Seconds to Mars.
Paramore.
Oh.
Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco.
Led Zeppelin 2.
Led Zeppelin 2, the second Led Zeppelin.
Sounds like you're in the really gritty stuff.
Yeah. You know, whatever it takes to get that pump. You know what I mean?
I think I found my...
No! This guy? Not this fucking guy?
Oh, cool.
At least hear what Matt's going to do with Yarn the Untangler.
No. Oh, there's this dude behind me who's just been like...
Yarn the Untangler comes sprinting to the table. Is your name Scary?
Yeah.
Has the date been taken yet? Has the date been taken yet?
Bro, I think Shin and I aren't gone, bro.
Oh, wait, is this is the right place though, right?
Yeah, yes, you're in the right place.
Fuck! Okay. Fuck. All right. He runs back. He leaves.
On the way back.
He clearly does not go to the school, by the way.
He just runs
off campus. Don't know who this person is. Hey, Scary, did
Link,
you find a date?
Link, I think I'll go with you.
Okay. Wait, what? Oh. Okay.
That's great.
The
classic teenager move of saying yes to somebody and just going with someone else.
Yeah.
Cut to the weight room where Billy Steezcake is lifting weights with all of his bros. We'll roll a quick D20 to see how well he does on this bench.
Steezcake.
Billy
Steezcake rolled a natural 20.
Oh my God.
So Billy Steezcake's weight spotter, Ken Hippo Griffey Jr., is like, so how did it go with Scary, bro?
Bro, totally locked in. You know what I'm saying? Just like these reps.
Great. That's cool.
All right.
A tear falls from Ken Hippo Griffey Jr.'s face.
Man, I really would have loved to go on a date with Serenity Mousepad, though.
Okay, well, yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's great. Again, this is just for the mission. It's not like, I'm glad we figured this all out, right?
It's
we all
just
got
for
dates.
The mission,
just
yeah.
Just for the mission. We all got dates. You're going with, who are you going with?
Hermie and the Unworthy, I think. Wow. He just needs friends. He just needs a positive, you know?
We know that the dance is happening in the cafeteria, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's where the incursion's going to be. So we want to be Johnny on the spot, you know, right there.
We need to pre-prep the cafeteria with weapons, tools, anything we might need, because we don't know what we're gonna face, everybody.
That's true.
So Taylor just sits down on one of the toilets and flushes it.
Nothing happens.
How do we get, isn't this the secret room? How do we get
fast travel?
One of them was just doesn't have a toilet there. It's just a platform. It's an uppy downy.
But it's not like a fun, like it looks like a toilet, and then when you sit on the toilet, it sucks you down.
I've changed my mind. That's more fun. So there's a toilet that when you sit on it, it sucks you down into a tube.
We should put a little sign. It says no pooping for this toilet, like out of order.
Definitely. Good idea. Yeah. Big old no pooping, please sign. No. And no peeing, too.
Wait a second. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like if you tell teenagers not to do something, we should put no pooping on all the other toilets. And
that's true.
For sure make
point.
It most likely that this is the one toilet nobody would poop in.
Link, you've got a, you know, for a kid who's been homeschooled, you really understand the mind of the high school.
The keen
high school
insight that Link has into the mind of a teenager.
So, you do that, you get sucked through like a pneumatic tube, but it's man-sized. It doesn't shrink.
We don't like change a Santa sizes. Claus situation where you smush down.
No, you do not get Santa Claus. You just get sucked through a pneumatic tube all the way back to Daddy's HQ, and you pop out in front of the big old vending machine.
Wow, that's awesome. Guys, right where we wanted it.
This form of travel is remarkably convenient.
Okay, guys, here's my thought. Okay. I'm really curious about those keys. I think we should try one of those keys out on the obsidian
door. How much are
door.
They?
10
I
bucks.
Think they're 10 each. We got 10? Oh. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's use one of the keys and blow it on the obsidian door.
I really want to see, like, I feel like maybe we'll get some clues about our dad behind this thing.
So you spend your 10 bucks, you get a jeweled key, and when it touches your hand, you feel that you are closer than you've ever been to extreme power.
Wow.
Actually, if anybody wants to roll Arcana.
I rolled a 16 Arcana plus 1, 17.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Scary, did you just get taller?
Maybe.
You seem like, doesn't she like, she's got like a glow.
You get a vague sense that whatever is behind this door, you feel like you'll level up a couple times at least if you go into this fucking door.
Whoa.
Like everybody who opens it?
Yep.
But you have to, there's four locks on it.
What
right?
happens to the key? Oh. Like, does it get like locked in there?
Do you want to try it on the lock?
Yeah, I mean,
we have one of the keys, right?
Yes, you have one of the
What's
keys.
What's it look like?
So it looks like.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Looks like this.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
It's like a legit old ass, like, key. Antique Spooky shop key.
Anthony, where did you get that?
Etsy.
Oh,
shit, got for real. Okay.
I don't know why I did, though. I'm looking at it now and I'm realizing. You didn't need this.
Did you get four of them?
You didn't. I did.
Okay, well, that's great.
And I don't know why I did that.
Well, give it to Beth. And she probably feels really cool now holding that key. And we're
I
all going to want
really
that.
Cool.
Yeah, and I want a key too. So we're going to keep playing the game door so we all get keys. It's like gameplay.
Listen,
I love it.
DMs
so
out there.
Thank you, Matt.
Should I put it in the door or should I wait until we all get the keys?
I don't know. Let's just see what happens when we put it in the door, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, so if you put it in the door?
Yep.
And you turn it?
Beth mimed this,
I turned
by the
it.
Way.
So scary, as you turn the key in the lock, two things happen. Firstly, you feel a great deal of power infuse into your body. No.
I did it.
You just feel a lot of energy coming through it and you level up.
Which she levels up?
Yes, just scary. And the second thing that happens is you hear a voice echoing in your head, and it says one word, and it's a voice that is not really familiar to you, yet somehow feels familiar in a non-specific kind of sense.
Okay.
But so like the movie trailer guy.
Yeah, like the movie trailer guy.
It's like no one knows his name.
John LaFontaine, back from the dead.
You hear the word power.
Oh my God.
What?
Whoa. Holy shit.
What?
Wait, do we hear that?
No. It was just in Scary's head.
Okay, but we heard it. Like, Matthew Arnold heard it.
I can't say you didn't. You're in the room with me.
So Lincoln
you made
doesn't
a noise.
Give a shit.
No, Lincoln doesn't give a shit. Yeah, now you learn about whatever the opposite of dramatic irony is, where you have to pretend that your character doesn't care.
It's like I'm in a J.J. Abrams movie, and someone just told me their name was Khan.
Yeah, exactly.
Scary.
That is such a weird duck, Will.
Scary, what, like...
Scary.
What happened? What?
You have a glow about you.
You looked like you heard something in your head just now.
Oh, man, did I.
What'd you hear?
Wait, you did hear something?
You're powerful now, too, you know?
Well, that's the thing, I think I heard.
Yeah?
No, it couldn't be.
Hold up. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait,
we're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
Take us back, Ryan.
We may have stepped out on you in
international. I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers and how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's right. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Stepping out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you.
You mentioned 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms
packets?
I'd like to frame.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're going to be late for the dance. The dance is tonight, right?
The dance is tonight.
I promised Erica that I'd pick her up. I got to go. I've rented a limo and everything.
Can I come along to pick up my date in the limo, too? Is that all right?
All right. I've upgraded the limo to a bus.
Okay, so you stop by Erica's house. And
the bus is attempting a 3-point turn in this cul-de-sac. You know what I mean?
Sure. You knock on the door, and Dr. Drippins answers the door.
Dr. Drippins DDS.
DDS opens the door.
I look in the driveway, and I note the 4 Lexus convertibles that they have, because fucking orthodontists make bank like nobody's fucking business.
Correct.
He's got a car, and he's got, like, one of those big, like, plastic teeth on, like, a spring that goes back and forth.
Like a Django and a chain?
Yeah, like a Django.
What?
In the future,
Christoph Waltz's giant spring.
In the future, dentists come to you.
Can I ask, what's his novelty license plate that he would have on his Lexus convertible as an orthodontist?
Oh, it's brace yourself with all the vowels gone.
Fuck, that's good.
That's so good.
That's on the top of the dome? Fuck, Andy's the best
shit
in the game, dude. Brace yourself. Fuck, that's good. Hello, Mr. Drippins.
I said doctor.
I'm sorry.
And
oh.
That's a woman you're speaking to. On internet.
Is that the dad?
God!
We're recording this on International Women's Day. I said Dr. Drippins opens the door.
I do believe
Go back to the fucking tape.
Anthony, I do believe that Elise, a woman, in the last episode said that her father was a dentist.
She didn't say that her mother wasn't also a dentist. They could have met in dentistry school.
I think I see the dad, also a doctor, in the kitchen doing dishes while her mother, also a doctor, answers the door.
Oh, yeah. I can't give this child a retainer.
This is my son.
Hello, Dr. Drippins. I'm here to pick up Erica for the dance. It's tonight.
Erica's waiting for you at the dance. She already headed out. I'm sorry. I thought...
Oh, just a little... Oh, you know, crossed wires, as it were.
Yes, popular kids, they meet at the dance rather than before.
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess I'll just... I go back to the bus. I guess Erica's already there, guys.
All right. Well, the next house is Hermie Unworthy's.
Oh, by the way, how is everybody dressed? I want to know how everyone's dressed for the dance.
Let's see. Normal has...
The mascot
outfit. He's in his formal wear this evening. So it's like a big oversized tuxedo t-shirt and black extra size jumbo shorts. So that's what Normal's got on.
Scary is wearing a gorgeous dress, black, obviously. None of that high heel shit. She's wearing sneakers. Also gorgeous. And then also black.
Taylor's dressed as an RX-78 Gundam.
All right, I'm going to Google that one.
Self-made?
Yes. Yeah,
like vacuum
it's a
form.
Yeah, yeah. It's like with the shoulder pads, okay, out to the fucking nines. He has to walk sideways through every
door. What a chill mom Dr. Drippin's DDS is who had not mentioned or remarked on a robot coming to pick up her daughter for the dance at all.
The moment he closed the door, the two doctors laughed.
Yeah, yeah. You immediately hear them just being like, oh, well, it looks like Erica lied to another child.
Lincoln, since he recently had a growth spurt, all of his nice clothes don't fit anymore. So the nicest thing he has is his soccer jersey. So he's wearing that. In his hand, he's got a couple presents for everybody. First, he's like, hey, so I got this. And I was like, wait, that's stupid because we're not really going on dates. So I got everybody a corsage. Can we just all?
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, so Scary, here's one for you, but I also got for everybody else. I thought I should do this before we pick up Hermie because I didn't get him anything.
Oh, okay. I see there's a rose garden in his house. So I'll just rip one of his mother's prized roses out of the garden and give it to him. That seems like that'd be fine, right?
I love that Normal knows this prized roses. Oh, wow. You're going to rip one of those prized roses, but they win every year. What are you doing?
Oh, is that bad? Are you not supposed to do that?
Go ahead. Do it.
I use my allowance, and I just want to say I feel like I didn't go to school before, and I know I've been a little bit maybe grumpy, maybe haven't been the best. And I just want to say, I'm glad that we're friends now, and I feel like you guys are my friends. So I got you all a little something for the dance to kind of show that we're a team, and I got everybody cool bracelets. So, can you all. Yeah, they're just like...
It's not going to fit over my gun.
It might not fit over my costume. I kind of shimmy my arm out to put it out.
I was trying to get them to be a thing, but they're just yellow bands. I just wrote your names on them.
Oh, this is so cool. Oh my God, it's we're a super team. This is great.
Then Taylor kind of struuts over and you hear as the actuator motors.
So it's not just cardboard. This has got motors in it.
Or is he making that noise with his mouth?
Hard to say. You know what?
Taylor, I want to say I believe in you. So I also got one for Erica too, if she wants. Be part of the team also.
Taylor puts his Gundam hand on your shoulder and says, you know what, Link, for the biggest pervert loser in school, you're pretty cool.
Cool. Well, okay. Well, I don't know what you said.
I think you're pretty cool.
Oh, thanks. You want to put them on?
I want to go on the record as saying that I was the first one to think you were pretty
cool. Oh, thanks. Wow. This is really...
And maybe that means, I'll be the first one of all of us to think Hermie Unworthy's a cool guy.
I gotta say, every minute before this dance, I was crying with my dad because I miss my other dad, but this is really feeling good right now. So I'm kind of with you all.
That's some very powerful high school energy coming into that.
Okay, so do you guys put the bracelets on?
Yes. What buffs do we get?
Friendship, I guess.
Okay. Matt, if there's a fucking wire in this bracelet, and this is some FBI sting plot, and you fucking serpicode our asses, I'm going to be furious.
Oh, no.
What kind of house does Hermie live in?
He lives in a decently suburban house with a very large SUV in the driveway that makes you think that dad is compensating for something. And it must run in the family.
What does his custom license plate say, Anthony?
Oh, it says...
Do no Herm.
It's Do no Herm. Do no Herm is way better. Do no Herm.
Also a doctor.
Yeah, he's also a doctor. A lot of doctors in San Dimas. Okay, so yeah.
Normal gets us like, okay, guys, just, you know, like, I'll go in, I'll lay the groundwork once again with Hermie to be cool, and yeah, we'll go from there, okay?
Taylor holds his hand out. Hold on, wait, before you go. I'm just going to scan in my targeting computer. Does it find any?
I want to say I got a 15 on my check to see whether he's actually engineered.
Yeah, I'll roll if he's got a computer in there.
I mean, you can roll whatever you want. Freddy's the one who's going to have to answer because I don't know what the fuck he did.
It's basically I've repurposed Google Glass 2.0. They tried it again. And it was just as bad. But it's just as bad.
So it's like, if I squint, I can kind of see my email.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like really small still.
Wish me luck. I'm a little nervous. I don't know why. Ugh, just never done something like this before.
Go get him, buddy.
Do you need us to be near?
Matt definitely gestured patting Norma on the butt when he said, go get him, buddy, just so everyone's aware.
Go get him, tiger.
So Normal steps out of the van and walks up to the front door and looks at the roses, but thinks better of ripping one out of the garden and rings the doorbell.
Hermie the Unworthy opens the door and he's wearing a tuxedo. He's fucking dressed to the nines, like frankly overdressed for a school dance. Mm-hmm. And he goes, congratulations, like, tiger. This is your lucky night. Fuck.
The MJ line? Yeah. Fucking yeah. Spider-Man.
Face it, tiger. You just hit the jackpot.
He just hit the jackpot.
And he just strolls past you toward the bus.
Could you imagine to have that much confidence in high school?
Like, even Taylor is intimidated by this amount of confidence.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Taylor like kind of scoots out of the way, moves his shield out of the way.
Nice to see you. Just, we all just had a really nice friendship bonding moment. So, you know, just if you could be cool, that'd be great.
He turns over his shoulder and he goes, I can't not be cool. I'm Hermie the Unworthy. And he like saunters up
hey,
into the
real
bus.
Quick, real quick. Teen huddle really quick. What the fuck happened to Hermie? What's going on? Hey, like, did I miss something?
Norm, you said you invited Hermie. That's not Hermie, right?
Is that Hermie?
Yeah, I think it's Hermie. Everyone, you all remember Hermie from school? Well,
hey, Hermie. He waves, but just with two fingers.
What the fuck is going on?
Hey, well, welcome to Taylor's bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool bus. Thanks for picking me up. We going or not?
We're going to have a quick group chat. Just the bracelet holders here, okay?
The bracelet. Wow, you guys are real cool. All right, cool. Yeah, and that's fine. I'll just be on my phone, on my Zoom.
This is
maybe. Damn.
Hey, Hermie doesn't know about like the whole like, this is more for me just putting it on my own mental kind of energy here. Like, we're here to like stop something. This isn't actually a dance. So I'm going to stop having fun. Okay, I'm just talking to myself. But like, that's just right. Well, mission,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, yeah. The okay. Mission comes first. The mission for sure comes
yeah,
first,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Two or three slow dances and what? Then
no.
The mission.
Can we let Hermie know?
I don't know if he'll understand.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, Hermie, you know,
he's
we're
not going to get it.
Yeah.
We're all like crime fighters. We're all like, you know, kind of part of an organization that fights evil monsters that have infected this world. And we're looking for our lost dads. What do you think about that?
He steps off the bus.
What?
He goes, that's weird.
That's weird?
You're being weird.
Wait.
What did I
wait,
what
Hermie,
I
no, you got
to
come.
Hermie, no, wait. I got to get to the dance. I got to save the world.
Well, you could do that on your own because that sounds weird. See, this, I'm in a bus full of crazy people. I'm Hermie the Unworthy, not Hermie the Unliving. I don't want to get murdered by you.
Well, no, yo, that was a joke. That was just, you know, we're just razzing you. Welcome to the bus. You know, it's just
Hermie,
our little zany put-on we do when we pick people up.
It's pretty lame that you fell for it.
Roll persuasion.
I got a 17.
Wow, okay. So with three, he goes, yeah, I knew you were joking with me. Come on. You think I was joking back on you.
Oh,
I wasn't
wow.
Really. I wasn't going to leave you high and dry. You can't get into the dance without a date. Wagons roll, baby. And he punches the top of the bus.
The bus driver's like, hey, fucking
don't, please
lay
don't
off.
Do that. Oh, sorry, man. Sorry.
What DVD is the bus driver playing for us?
Homeward Bound 2.
Oh,
I love that.
Lincoln's already crying. Can we turn that off?
Okay. As you approach the dance, you can already hear from inside the dance.
Darude Sandstorm.
Darude Sandstorm. But over that, you can hear the voice of Vice Principal Tony Pepperoni.
Swift singing over Darude Sandstorm.
That's what singing over Darude Sandstorm. What would you sing over Darude Sandstorm?
Welcome to the dance.
She
welcome
could
to the
figure
dance.
It out.
Pepperoni Tony going, so good to see so many dates, so many couples out. You got to treasure these moments while you can, being
this
a teenager.
Trying to keep the population of San Dimas up. He's a weirdo.
You grow up and your wife wants to talk to your calzone making brother.
Shit. It all makes sense now.
It's the most important thing to be with. You know, I met my lovely wife in high school and I thought we'd be together forever.
Holy
and then,
shit.
But you never know. Things change, but I'll hold on to this moment with everything you have. It doesn't get any better than this. So just dance together. Just
oh
keep dancing.
God.
So you hear him saying that.
The vice principal is like pushing him away.
No, he's the vice principal. The real principal is like, is in the corner
the
just like.
Real principal.
The real principal.
So top 10 things to never say to a vice principal.
Yeah, holy shit, if the principal dies, I get to be principal. We shouldn't be in the same car together. So yeah, and then you enter the dance, and you see a lot of people dancing to Rude Sandstorm.
I go, hey, what song is this? And then everyone is contractually obligated by law says to Rude Sandstorm and reply to me.
They do that. But there's an uneven number of you, because there's five of you.
I'm looking around for Erica, and I'm going to roll perception. Yeah, roll perception. Investigation to see where Erica is. 11.
So with 11, you
this
don't
see
theme.
Her. I've rolled 11, I think, every episode.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. What a fun thing to have be your thing.
That's so fun.
Yeah, no, you don't see her. She's not here.
That's weird.
Where's Erica, man? You got a number, right? Why don't you hit her up? Hit them digits.
Yeah, I text her back. W-Y-A, ? Kissy face emoji, and then like the four eyeballs.
So here's the problem. I can respond for Erica, but it's no way that whatever I say is going to be funnier than what Elise would say. So I'm going to say that your phone dies.
Oh, no, I forgot to charge it. Oh, wait, I've got chargers on the bus. The bus is turned away.
Can we look around for, like, is there any of Erica's friends? Can we, like, see?
Margarita Pizza is crying in the corner alone with her finger reattached.
Well, that's, yeah, because you reattached. Did she cut it off again?
You want to ask?
Hey, Margarita, where's Erica?
Hey, what's going on? Are you okay?
Sorry, hard to see through this helmet. Hold on.
Helmet unfurled. She goes, my fucking dad is telling everyone about the problems that we're having at home with my mom cheating out with his brother, the Calzone Tony. They're both named Tony. I just, my date abandoned me and I can't get into
the
dance.
Your
and my dad, Stinko Bartleby.
Stinko? Stinko's a straight shooter.
Yeah.
The fuck happened?
I think? Oh, God. Oh, no. It finally happened. The popular kids, they have a separate dance that they go to. It's not really a dance. They just, like, go to a park and they hang out.
Phone.
I think he must have gone with somebody else. Maybe with Erica or something.
Wait,
they didn't tell me where to go because I'm not cool enough because somebody chopped my finger off and I was gross about it.
Hey, your finger looks really good now, though.
Yeah, you can't really tell.
Thank you.
Can you play the piano? Well, you did before.
Oh, you're funny. That's funny.
Hey, I sense we're down a person. Do you want to come with us to the dance?
You're telling me Erica's not here in a separate cooler person dance?
It seems like that's probably where Erica is. Does somebody want to roll persuasion or something to make her join your group?
It seems like life's dealt you a rough blow. And, you know, at times like these, you know, it's really important that we all help each other out, you know, and that we all come together as classmates and as friends. That's what I believe in, as one of the core values of this school is, you know, camaraderie. I got an 8.
She goes, ew. Oh, God. Oh, you know what?
I'm not crying anymore.
Congratulations. You snapped me out of it. This sucks. I'm just going to go home. I'm just going
to
go home.
Hey, you can just go to the party. Nobody's
going to
stop you.
No, yeah, come on. Just stay at the party. It'll be, like, way, like, cooler. I got a 16.
Wait, you're going to this party, Scary?
Yeah.
Oh, I just figured you'd be too cool to go to a party because you're the cool, like, the rebel kid. If you're going to the party, it must be, like, fine?
Actually, yeah, I'm not.
Why are you looking at me?
Not going to the dance? Okay, so we can both not go to the dance.
Everybody else is like, we have to go. Scary, we have to go. There's going to be a thing here. There's going to be an incursion.
Scary.
We have to go, Scary.
He points at the bracelet. We're, you know.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not cool that I'm doing it, but it is what I have to do. It's kind of like a birth obligation, right, to save the world kind of thing. Pretty lame.
Scary,
but
like, totally, like, threw away the vice principal's lunch. This was her punishment. She's not doing it because she wants to do it. She's got to do it.
I got to do it, yeah.
I got a 17.
Okay, so you're here as punishment. Well, that's kind of cool. That's kind of anti-authority, which is sort of my thing with my dad being the vice principal.
Damn. So,
you know what? You could go to the dance and hear me out, ironically.
Mm-hmm. What?
Like, as a joke on how dumb it is.
Like with a robot.
This is like, like with a robot. Like, imagine if you went to the dance with a robot.
Oh, my God.
That would be so cringe.
An RX-78.
But in such a based way.
Oh. All right. Well, which one of you is my date?
RX-78. Me. I raised my shield.
Yeah, that would be pretty ironic.
Walk up to your dad and tell him, I'm marrying this man.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah, and she grabs you by your fucking gloved robot Gundam hand. And she marches you into the fucking dance just as her dad is going like, oh, good. I thought I saw five people there. I was going to get angry about an asynchronous. I was going to say, that better be a polycule. You better all be loving each other. Oh, thank God, six people. And then you get on the dance floor and you see Lark and Sparrow are dancing.
Lark and Sparrow?
Yeah, Lark and Sparrow, adult Lark and Sparrow Oak are dancing.
My dad and my uncle are...
They're dancing in the middle of the dance floor, and they turn to you, Normal, and they go, oh, hey, Normal, what's up, man? Party down.
Oh, my God, what are you guys doing here?
I'll explain next episode.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be all right. Let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks this week to Taylor Austin, Becca Kornstedt, Dick Spencer, Max Wilcox, Jack Bowman, Zach Sam, Max Profit, and Cassidy for providing names used during the speed dating segment of this episode. Some of the other fine patrons who support our show are folks like Caleb Phillips, Kyle Downwee, Nick Rivet, Gosh Josh, all caps, Zolia Pineda, Glenda Duffek, Dana Scarborough, Aaron Krellstein, Ryan Malloy, The Cobalt Dragon, Kellen Kremines, Caleb Holt, Brittany B., Adam Botterill, Shepor, Stephen Cooper, Billy Whitehouse, and King Hades. Directly support this show and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads and get tons of bonus content. Did you know there are entire mini-campaigns you are missing out on? We did a Call of Cthulhu prequel campaign called At the Mountains of Dadness, a Star Wars campaign called Gungans and Daddies, All That Jizz, and soon we'll be doing our next stretch goal, a Regency RPG we are calling Sons and Sons Ability. Check it out. There are hours and hours of extra audio and video for you to enjoy. Stuff that has to do with the podcast, stuff that has to do with the story, all sorts of bonus content at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our merch is available at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our Twitter, Dungeons and Dads. Subreddit, Dungeons and Daddies. The next episode is coming out Tuesday, April 5th. We will see you then.
Is Leonardo the Ninja Turtle here?
Yeah, yes it is.
Wow.
Every Italian at this school has the most offensive fucking...
Did somebody say out my name?